Welcome to the latest edition of our arbitration newsletter, titled Navigating India's Arbitral Landscape, Insights and Developments. In this issue, we delve into the evolving jurisprudence of arbitration in India, highlighting recent court decisions that have significant implications for arbitration practitioners and parties involved in disputes. First, we examine a pivotal judgment where the Delhi High Court affirmed that arbitration tribunals have the authority to award damages even when the contract restricts such damages. This decision underscores the principle that contractual clauses cannot override statutory rights under the Indian Contract Act, particularly those concerning the entitlement to damages. Next, we explore a Supreme Court ruling clarifying that courts cannot modify arbitral awards under Sections 34 and 37 of the Arbitration and Conciliation Act. This landmark decision reinforces the finality of arbitral awards and limits judicial intervention, ensuring that arbitration remains an efficient and binding dispute resolution mechanism. Additionally, we discuss a significant judgment regarding the forum for dispute resolution involving financial institutions. The Bombay High Court's decision highlights the concurrent applicability of the Arbitration Act and the Sarfaisi Act, providing clarity on the appropriate forum for debt recovery disputes. Lastly, we address the Delhi High Court's stance on the applicability of the MSME Act to disputes arising before an entity's registration under the Act. This judgment provides valuable insights into the arbitration process for MSMEs and the protection afforded to them under the law. Through these cases, our newsletter aims to provide a comprehensive overview of the current trends and legal interpretations in India's arbitration landscape. We hope this edition offers valuable insights and aids in navigating the complexities of arbitration law. Thank you for tuning in, and we invite you to delve deeper into these cases by reading our full newsletter.